Roll the tape.
This podcast is protected by copyright and not for broadcast. See rsn.net.au for more details.
It's set. Away they go.
Now on TAS Racing Talk. Time to talk harness racing.
Co-development manager for harness racing joins us now, Kevin Nielsen. How are you, Kev?
Yes, very well. Thanks, Shane.
Well, it's been another great week for Tasmanian performances on the mainland.
Well, we spoke at length last week about the performances and the upcoming racing engagements for our Tasbred horses, and similar this week. Kicked off on Saturday night at Albion Park, where a little bit of Chicken Fried, who has already won six in Queensland this season, but has not won a metropolitan class race, but put that behind it on Saturday night, winning a what they call a QO in Queensland now, worth $11,000. So a little bit of Chicken Fried now becomes the 18th Tasmanian horse in the last 2 years to win a metropolitan class race on the mainland. So he's added his name to that illustrious list, which of course is headed by Bow Tide and Barinya, but includes many others such as Our Chain of Command later on, Hugo Play, Better Draw, and plenty of others.
And Fred and Pauline Barker's Tasbred Pacers have been to the fore this week.
What a week for the likeable couple from Beaconsfield. Fred and Pauline Barker, Majorama, a late starter by Art Major out of Nellarama, a five-year-old gelding now. I think he commenced racing only this season. Won at Geelong on Tuesday night at his second Victorian start, owned by the well-known Exeter Greyhound breeder and trainer Ted Howard. And I can remember back in my days in the sulky and training and driving, competing against Ted. So he certainly had a long career in both codes. And he owns Majorama, second Victorian start, won on Tuesday night at Geelong, and now got an overall record of 9 starts for 2 wins and 2 third placings. And Big Z, another Fred and Paul Hinbarker bred pacer, has been firing in Queensland at his last 3 starts, winning all of them, the latest being at Redcliffe on Thursday night. And it's now got an overall record of 10 wins, 14 placings from 48 starts for over $50,000 in stake money. And this one's got a bit of history about it, this next winner. In 2008, Fred and Pauline offered an Art Major Amarillo filly at the Tasmanian Premier Harness Yearling Sale. It was a sale topper at $23,000. Went to Robert Watson in Western Australia, named Pixel Perfect. Never raced, and from what we can gather, it was actually put in foal when it was 2 years of age. It's now 7 and has 4 foals on the ground. 2 are of racing age. The 3-year-old's already a winner, but the 2-year-old started at Menangle on Tuesday, and it goes by the name of Birdie Mac. What a debut. It's gone 153.8 in a 2-year-old race at Menangle first up with a last half of 55.7. So Fred goes right back to Stanley Rio when he was growing up. Of course, his father bred Stanley Rio, I think, won the 1977 Inter Dominion in Queensland. They later sold Stanley Rio, and Fred's had some top horses on the way through. Bred Villa Gem and, of course, the ill-fated Cody Maverick and many other very handy horses. Never had a big week with those three.
And Barinya's off to a flying start in the Vic Bred Super Series.
Couldn't have had a better start than last night, Shane. She settled third last from an inside the second line draw at Geelong in the first in a heat of the Vic Bred Super Sires for the 3-year-old fillies. Third last early, going off the back with a lap and a bit to go. Rowan let her stride. She got cover from one of the Emma Stewart fillies that went to the death in front of her. She then went to the death at the bell and simply too strong. Won comfortably by 3.5 metres. 158 and a bit, I think, the mile rate for 2100, and that was the fastest 2100 mile rate of the night. And, of course, the semi-finals of the $110,000 final will be held on the 27th of June, Friday, and 8 days later, Saturday the 5th of July, the finals.
Now, we all know the success of James Rattray in New South Wales over the last 12 to 18 months, but now his partner Sophie's getting in on the act.
She had a big day at Menangle yesterday too, Shane. She only had 2 drives and ended up with a double. One was for James, a horse by the name of Major Post, and a purest boy for Peter Rixton was also a winning drive for her. So she definitely showed her talent in the cart in Tasmania when she performed very well from limited drives, and she's carried on that form in New South Wales. She doesn't drive very often, but she's got a really good strike rate.
What about Tasmanian horses going around this week for us to keep an eye on?
Oh, plenty again. Tessin's O fronts up in a $25,000 MO M1 mares race at Melton on Friday night, race 1 at 5:12. no luck at all at the second start in Victoria, so we can expect her to go better on Friday night. And one to keep a big eye on is Hugo Play. He returns to racing after being out for 4 months due to injury. Got to remember that during Christmas and New Year, he raced against some of the best in Victoria. He actually competed in an inter-dominion heat. He ran fifth, I think it was, in the SA Cup, only 5 metres. I think it was behind Smoking Up. And he was third in one of the high-quality country cups in Victoria. He comes back to an M1, M2 on Friday night at Melton, so he's certainly worth following. And we go to Saturday night, Nola Mayhem. Well, she's got the same path as Barinya, except, of course, she's in the four-year-old mares section of the Vic Bred Super Sires. And she kicks off in a heat at Kilmore on Saturday night. Same semi-final and final schedule as Barinya, Friday the 27th for the semis and Saturday the 5th of July for the final for the four-year-old mares.
And some big races on the local scene as well, with 10 races on the card in Hobart on Sunday.
Yeah, the two-year-old Tasbreds are to the fore. We've got two heats of the Avicus and only a prelude of the Andy Patch, but it's a fascinating race. We've got the unbeaten Jerry's Jet and the highly promising Boassen Hagen. And Boassen Hagen, you only have to look at the replays on Taz Racing to see how unlucky Boassen Hagen was not to win the sweepstakes final. Now, no one could deny Jerry's Jet the win. It was a super run by Jerry's Jet. But with any luck in the last 30, Boassen Hagen would have beaten him. Those two clash in a prelude on Sunday night, so that should be a highlight of that card.
And also another program coming up at Devonport on Monday.
Yeah, 7 good races on Sky, 1 at Devonport. Good-sized fields there, so more harness action over the weekend at Devonport.
And the 2014 Harness Awards and Hall of Fame dinner, what's the latest?
Yeah, massive night, Shane. Saturday night, the 13th of September, and just some interesting facts I came across while doing some research for that big night. We've now compiled a list of those drivers in Tasmania who have driven 500 or more winners. And we'll certainly use this list now to build up towards Gareth Rattray's 1,000th and also Ricky Duggan passing Neville Webley. But in order they are. Barry Rattray's driven 1,557, Neville Webley 1,369, Rick Duggan's about 80 behind him. He's driven 1,281, Darrell Alexander 1,045, and I think Darrell got about 700 of those when driving winners in Queensland for Russ Hinds and also later training for himself. Just behind Darrell, we've got Gareth Rattray on 929. Going down the list in order then, through to those that have driven 500, you've got Scott Ford, Jack Stanford, Rowan Hadley, Don Peck, Mark Stanley, Terry Knowles, Tony Peterson, the great Lynn Moriarty, Terry Peck, Kenny Austin's driven 550, Webb Jones and also Heck Baker. So it's a very interesting list we've been able to come up with, and we'll certainly use that into the future, Shane.
Certainly some great names there, and of course the Hellwes medal up for grabs again this year.
Yes, it certainly is, and Gareth Rattray has won both Hellwes medals, and with his performances so far this season when he's well in front in the Drivers' Premiership, and this year we'll make it 9 driving premierships in a row. Now, he's only 28 at the moment. He will be 29 by the end of the season, but what a phenomenal effort by that class reinsman.
He could go right to the top and knock his father off, who's up there on 1,557. So he's got about 600 to go. I'm sure that's well within his grasp.
Knowing Gareth, he'd be eyeing that right off, I'd say.
I'm sure he would. Thanks for your time again this week, Kev.
My pleasure, Shane.
Taz Racing Talk. Everything you need to get the edge.
Time to find some winners in harness racing on Taz Racing Talk, and the man who's absolutely electric at the moment and on fire is Jamie Cockshutt. How are you, Jamie?
Yeah, not too bad, Shane. How about yourself, buddy?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Knocked up tipping winners last week for us.
Oh, I think we've got a couple there, mate.
And I think you might have owned 3 winners yourself, so congratulations to you and also to Barry Cooper on that, and 4 winners, of course, to champion reinsman Ricky Duggan. Now, we've got a 10-event card coming up on Sunday night in Hobart. It's the Dandy Patch Prelude night and also the Heats of the Avicus, and those races are on late in the night. So let's have a look at the quali first of all, and the first is for the C2 and C3 for the mares, race number 5.
Yeah, well, in the first leg of the quali, it's a very tough race, actually, mate. There look to be 5 main chances, numbers 3, 9, 10, 11 and 12. I've just been impressed by the run of Blue Chip Harry of late, Shane. He hasn't had the best of luck, and he draws to follow through nicely here, so he looks a very good each way bet. Franco Silster battled away last week, sitting parked and just battled, but think he might be able to find the lead tonight. So if he gets onto the pegs, as we've seen Launceston a couple of weeks ago, he ran him along very well and only got run down late by a couple of handy tops. So if he leads, he'll take plenty of running down. And then you got out the back, gosh, he's a rebel in second the other week behind Lucky Dave, which was a good run. So he's got an each way chance at odds, as has been a move as well, mate.
The second leg, we've got Pasha Cutie absolutely flying at the moment. Our chain of command always capable of a surprise, no doubt. And You Do It, well, it galloped out last week and seemed to lose all chance, but still managed to run third. So it's a good race.
Yeah, it's a very good race. But like, Pasha Cutie is the star on the rise, but he was lucky to get up on Sunday night, mate. You know, I thought, remember, Joe Pinch it around the corner when he shot 15 metres clear, but Pasha Cutie's class got into the line. He's well drawn. He should be able to work the lead and dictate the race from there, mate. So it's going to be hard to see him run down. But our chain of command has been freshened up for this race. He's well suited here. Just needs a bit of luck to run close enough to Pasha Cutie. And if he does get well close enough, he's got a rough chance to knock him off. But You Do It, he lost a conservative 40 metres in that race that Pasha Cutie won. And he hit the line as strong as anything, beating about 10, 12 metres. So if he puts it all together, You Do It, he's very, more than capable on his night. But I'm happy to go with Pasha Cutie from Chain of Command and You Do It, mate.
Race number 7 on the card. Well, you've just mentioned the form of Remember Joe. Great effort to run second behind Pasha Cutie. And Mellow Lynn's on the second line on its lonesome. So it's going to be an interesting race, race number 7.
Yeah, well, Mellow Lynn's probably hasn't had a run for a month. So there's probably been a couple of little issues there. So it's a little bit of a query room, but from the back row draw, he gets a perfect run through, and at his best, he should be too classy for him. But Remember Joe, like I said, his run was enormous last week. Just the draw tonight's going to be a concern, whether they go forward or back. So they go forward, there looks a lot of speed inside him, so he may be trapped wide. So just a little bit of a query along there. But there's a couple of other handy types in the race as well that have got each way chances, but happy to go with Mellow Lynn just on the class, just from Remember Joe and Ryko Blees, and the majority got hopes numbers 2 and 4 as well, mate.
Race number 8, final leg of the quaddie, heat number 1 of the Vickers for the 2-year-old fillies.
Yeah, Fawazia, you know, he's very nice. I've had the colours lulled for the first time last Sunday night by Andy Philly and Follow the Wind. Drawn 3 tonight, she should be able to work to the breeze or even the lead. She works the lead. I think she's more or less a good thing on the night. Safety Girl ran third in that race I just mentioned. Took a bit of ground off wires here up the straight. So just a lot's going to rely on how close Safety Girl is to wires here in the run. And if there is a horse to knock it off, well, Safety Girl's the one. Horses laugh your head off. Battled away well in that race before after doing plenty of work in the run early. Got beat a long way, but he's clear third pick in this race from numbers 1, 2, and 5. So happy to go 3, 4 hours here from 4. Safety Girl, 6 laugh your head off from 1, 2, and 5. 4 out of 4 place, mate.
Now the second heat is race number 10, and we've got Joker's Wild Card coming up with the inside draw.
Yeah, he's drawn well again, Joker's Wild Card. She's had 3 runs from 3 very good draws. Certain leader, she's going to lead. She's going to take plenty of running down as she ran second in the sweepstakes about a month ago behind Fawazio and led, but she had every chance on that occasion. But the horse that caught me eye in the sweepstakes was Grace Campbell. She's in this race as well, number 7, drawn the top of the track, but she proved in the heat she can do a bit of work in the run, sitting 3 wide for the last lap. Jake's Wild Card is going to be probably odds on. Grace Campbell's $354, so I'm happy to lean towards Grace Campbell in this race, to be honest, to beat Joker's Wild Card and numbers 3, 4, and 5 to battle out third place, mate.
The Dandy Patch Prelude is race number 9 on the card. Jerry's Jet, can he stay unbeaten?
Yeah, I think he can, mate. He tried the overnight, tried brilliantly, to be honest, on Monday night. So Paul Hill's done a remarkable job to get him, freshen him up and get him on track again for this series. He's drawn inside his main danger, which is Boaz and Hagen, or as I've got a bit of a rap on as a horse, but just sitting outside Jerry's Jet, I don't think he's capable of drawing that just at this stage. So Jerry said she'll be able to work the breeze, find the lead, and it'll be too strong for Boaz and Hagen. Blackjack Hanover, he ran really well when he broke through at Launceston a couple of weeks ago, finishing off in a quarter of 27.6. So he's proven that he can run a quick quarter, and if he just sat him behind and they ran along, they got a little bit of a wall. Not saying he can win, but he might get close. But happy to go 6 Jerry's Jet from 7, Boas and Hagen, and 2 Blackjack Hanover, mate.
Any particular race jumps out and hits you as where we can make some money?
Probably the 2 filly seats of the Epicus, mate. Like, I'm really keen on Fawazia, so I'm quite happy to go a first 4. Fawazia to win from Safety Girl to run second with numbers 1, 2, 5 and 6 to 3rd and 4. $30 flexi cost to get you 250%. And we'll just save, we'll go 3 to win from 1, 2, 5, 6 to 2nd, 4 for 3rd, 1, 2, 5, 6 for 4th. $24 will give you 200%, mate. Also go a trifecta there, mate. 3 to win, 4 for 2nd, 1, 2 and 5, 6 for 3rd. $20 will give you 500%. And 3 to win, 1, 2, 5, 6 for 2nd, 4 for 3rd. $16 will give you 400%. And we'll also go into the other one. Really like Grace Campbell in the last race, I really honestly do. So we'll go a trifecta. 7 to win, to beat the hot favourite, Joker's Wildcard number 1. 3, 4 and 5 for 3rd. $30 flexi trifecta gives you 1,000%. Then we'll go 7 to win, 3, 4 and 5 for 2nd, 1 for 3rd. $15 will give us 500%. We'll do the same in the first fours, mate. 7 to win, 1 for 2nd, 3, 4 and 5, 3rd and 4. $27 flexi will give you 300%. And 7 to win, 3, 4, 5 for 2nd, 1 for 3rd, 3, 4, 5 for 4th. $18 flexi will give us 200%, mate. Also a quaddie. It's going to be pretty thin, actually, the quaddie. First leg, we just go 3, 9, 10, 11, 12. Second leg, just patch a cootie one out. Third leg, we'll go 2, 4, 6, and 8. And last leg, we'll just go 3, 1 out for Asia. So $40 flexi will give you 200%. You'll also have another one with just Melanie in the third leg, and that, you know, $10 one with that will give you 200% as well. Just take a Melanie one out, mate.
Okay, so 10 races on the card in Hobart on Sunday night. For all Jamie's tips for all races and a top analysis of every race in Tasmanian harness racing, just go to the tasracing.com.au website and you'll find Jamie's tips there for all the events coming up for the weekend. Thanks for your time again today, Jamie.
Thank you very much, Shane.
This podcast was brought to you by rsn.net.au.